Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today we're going to talk about decorating a house. So what is to decorate? Decorate. D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E. Decorate.To make something look more attractive by putting things on it. Decorate
表示装饰、装潢、就是在房子里面呢放一些东西，让房子看上去更加的好看，有吸引力，叫做 decorate. 有一个固定表达叫 decorate something with something. 用什么东西呢来装饰某物。Decorate something with something. 比如说 We can decorate the room with flowers and balloons.
我们可以用花和气球来装饰房子。
We can decorate the room with flowers and balloons.
再比如说
We need to decorate the sitting room.
我们要装修客厅。
We need to decorate the sitting room. My uncle decorated his car with stickers to make it look more attractive.
我的叔叔给他的车贴了很多贴纸，让车子看上去更好看。
My uncle decorated his car with stickers to make it look more attractive.
Decorate, 去掉末尾的 e 变成 ion, 就变成了它的名词形式 decoration, 表示装饰品
decoration.
比如说
She picked a large bunch of flowers.For table decoration.
她采了一大捧花来装饰桌子。
She picked a large bunch of flowers for table decoration. She wants to discuss the house decoration budget with him.
她想和他讨论一下房子的装修预算。
She wants to discuss the house decoration budget with him.
Okay, let's listen to today's dialogue.
Can you hold the end of this tape measure?
Sure. What's this for?
I'm taking some measurements for new curtains.
What about measuring the floor for new carpets?
And the walls for new wallpaper.
I thought we'll just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls.
Good idea.
Tomorrow, we'll go and pick out some curtains and paint.
Okay.
So the first sentence, can you hold the end of this tape measure?
你可以拿着卷尺的这一头吗
?Can you hold? 这里 hold 表示拿着、抓着。
Can you hold the end of?
什么叫 the end of? 表示什么什么的尽头。
Tape measure 表示我们用的卷尺。
The end of this tape measure 就是这个卷尺的一端。你可以拿着这个卷尺的一端吗
?Can you hold the end of this tape measure?
这里的 tape measure 还可以换成 measuring tape.
Measuring tape.
下面 B 说
What's this for?
这是用来做什么的呢
?What's this for?
它是对目的的一个提问。
What's this for?
就是这是用来做什么的呢？或者问对方你要干什么呢？ What's this for? 比如说 What's this tool for?
这个工具是用来做什么的？
What's this car for?
这辆车是用来干什么的？下面 A 说
I'm taking some measurements for new curtains.
我正在量新窗帘的尺寸。这里出现一个短语叫做 take measurements.
Take measurements
表示测量。这里的 measurement是一个名词 measurement 比如说 take somebody's chest measurement 就是测量某人的胸围
take somebody's waist measurement
就是测量某人的腰围那 measurement 刚刚讲过了它是一个名词那它的动词该怎么写呢叫 measure
measure
Measure, 拼写是 M-E-A-S-U-R-E, 就是把 measurement 末尾的 M-E-N-T 去掉就变成了它的动词形式表示测量。所以测量某人的腰围呀、胸围呀除了用上面的 take somebody's 什么什么 measurement, 还可以用 measure somebody's chest, 或者是Measure somebody's waist. 好，我们看下面的一个例句。
Before making a training plan, I need to measure your waist and chest.
在我们制定训练计划之前呢，我要测量一下你的腰围和胸围。
I need to measure your waist and chest.
其实呢，就等于 I need to take your...Waist and chest measurement. 好，我们继续看对话。这是 B 说
What about measuring the floor for the new carpets and the walls for new wallpaper?
咱们要不要把这个地板和墙也量一下，然后换上新的地毯和墙纸呢？
What about 表示什么什么怎么样，
后面接动词的ing 形式。
What about measuring the floor?
哎，又出现了 measure 这个单词。我们上面讲到过 ，measure 是动词，表示测量 ；measurement 是名词，表示测量。在这里呢，很明显哦 ，what about 后面呢，我们要接一个动词的 ing 形式，所以 measure 去掉末尾的 e 变成了。ing,
measuring, measuring. What about measuring the floor?
哎，我们测量一下这个地板怎么样？那目的是什么呢？
For new carpets.
哦，为了新的地毯。
And the walls.
好，注意这里的 wall, 它对应的动词是什么呀？是前面的
measuring.
还是 measuring 就是我们要再测量一下这个 wall 再测量一下墙目的是什么呢
for new wallpaper
换新的墙纸这是 A 说
I thought we'd just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls
我在想呢我们只要把这个木地板啊修一下就可以了然后墙呢刷一些油漆就行了这里 fix up 表示修理修整 fix up 我们看例句
It took me quite a long time to fix up the table
修这个桌子花了我好长时间
fix up the table
修桌子
I need to fix up my bicycle this afternoon so that I'll be able to go bike riding tomorrow.
我今天下午呢要去修自行车这样我明天就可以骑自行车兜风了。
I need to fix up my bicycle,
就是我需要修我的自行车
this afternoon,
今天下午。So that 表示 这样的话啊，这样的话呢 I'll be able to go bike riding tomorrow. 我就能够 be able to 表示能够做某事。Go bike riding 表示骑自行车兜风。这样的话呢，我就可以骑自行车兜风了。So that I'll be able to go bike riding tomorrow, 明天。好，我们再看对话。I thought we'll just fix up the wood floor. Wood floor 表示木地板。Wood, 木的、木质的。Floor, 地板。木地板就是 the wood floor. The wood floor. And use some paint for the walls. 那给墙呢涂一些油漆就可以了。好，这里的 paint 表示油漆。Paint 在这里它是一个名词。比如说 white paint, 白色的漆。A coat of paint, 一层涂漆。好，我们看下面的例句。I'm considering having my office redecorated. 我在考虑重新装修我的办公室。The furniture is old. 家具老旧了。And the paint is chipping. 油漆也掉屑了。那这里的 paint, 它就是名词表示油漆。啊，油漆呢，也在掉。The paint is chipping. 那 paint, 它除了做名词表示油漆之外，它还可以做动词表示刷油漆、啊、或者是用颜料画一幅画，或者是把什么描绘成什么样子， paint. 我们看例句。I gave up my weekend to help him paint his apartment.我放弃了我的周末来帮他刷房子。好，这边用到的是 help somebody do something, 帮助某人做某事。Help him paint his apartment, 帮他刷房子。好，这里的 paint, 它是一个动词表示给什么什么刷漆。再比如说 He found a job painting the wall.他找到了一份刷墙的工作。He found a job painting the wall. 好，下面我们继续看对话。这是 B 说 ,Good idea, 好主意 ,Good idea. Tomorrow, we'll go and pick out some curtains and paint.
明天我们就去、挑选一些窗帘和油漆。好，这里 go and pick out.
Go 表示去、去 pick out 挑选。
Go and pick out 就是去挑选。
Go and pick out.
像类似的表达还有很多，比如说 go and wash your face. 去洗你的脸。
Go wash your face.
Go and do your homework. 去写你的作业去。
Go and do your homework.
这是两个动词放在一起，中间用一个 and 进行连接。这里的 pick out 表示选出、挑选出什么什么 pick out、在一堆东西当中呢，选出你想要的叫 pick out。 比如说 Could you help me?Pick out some new clothes.
你可以帮我挑选几件新衣服吗?
Could you help me pick out some new clothes?
再比如说, I want to pick out some new ties for my friends as Christmas presents.
我想要选一些新的领带送给我朋友作为他们的圣诞礼物。
I want to pick out some new ties for my friends as Christmas presents.
好了，这就是我们今天的内容。最后呢，我再来把这篇对话慢速读一下。
Can you hold the end of this tape measure?
Sure. What's this for?
I'm taking some measurements for new curtains.
What about measuring the floor for new carpets and the walls
for the new wallpaper.
I thought we'd just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls.
Good idea.
Tomorrow we'll go and pick out some new curtains and paint.
Okay.Okay, that's pretty much for today.
欢迎关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily 参与每周一二三六早上九点钟的直播分享吧。
This is Emily. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.